it's early, so I would not blow that horn. But happy Friday, you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Young Money Muggles today. This is Ken the Don here. We are also live on Muggle Talks with our podcast, you guys. And I just wanted to talk a little bit. I have these 5 points that I heard from, I read from this book on business, okay, you guys? And I wanted to talk to you guys about it and see, you know, your standpoints. So that's why I labeled it Q&A here in the group. If you had anything to say or add, by all means, please jump on. And if you're catching the replay, by all means, go ahead and comment down your responses. If you're watching this, I thank you, everyone that's tuning in, everyone that watches, everyone that's interacting. I know even right now, I just went live and there were people interacting in the group talking about stocks going on right now. So, you know, continue it, you know, jump on when you can, you guys, and let's go. So the first one from this book, I'll tell you it at the end. So if you tune in to the end, I'll tell you the name of the book that I've been reading that has really helped me understand this. But first is reciprocity. So how many of us understand what reciprocity is? How many of you are the only people that heard it on Lauryn Hill's song? I won't say it was me that knew that or that, you know, had that happen, but I will say that, you know, that was probably the first place that I heard the song. I mean, heard the word reciprocity. But reciprocity is being able to properly exchange and give someone something back and forth to you guys, you know? So, how is your reciprocity with your customers? How is your reciprocity with others, all right? How are you handling people? Are you giving back as they're giving to you? Are you a giving person? You know, you can't receive if your hands are like this. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know who tuned in, but go ahead and comment, say hi. Like I said, we're just talking about a book that I read, and I wanted to do Q&A. So I want your insight too about just different words and different topics that stand out to me, okay? So like I said, the first was reciprocity. Next is your liking, all right? What is similar? Don't be shy to talk, you guys. It's okay. I understand. But what is similar, okay, you guys? What is your liking? We said reciprocity was the first. What are you doing to give back? What are you giving in exchange? And then the other is liking. What is similar with your people? What are you similar with? Are you similar with them in any way? Like, are you the same demographic, same lifestyle? I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear what you guys have to say as well. But yeah, I just thought it was a cool, interesting topic as well. Like I said, talking about your liking and what's similar with the customer. What do you have that the customer wants? What do you have that makes the customer more attracted to you, wanting to buy from you? If you have food, is it good soul food? Are you in an area that loves the soul food? Or is it good Chinese food? Are you in an area that loves Chinese food? Or halal, or, you know, whatever. Falafel, whatever you got. What do you have in similar with these people? Do you like the same type of music? You know, like I remember when I had a few of the employees over here, 2 weeks ago? 2-3 weeks ago, right before the new year. You know, I'm listening to my Afrobeats like I am now, and she's like, oh yeah, you listen like my sister, da da da. You know, so that's a similarity right there. All right, you guys? So what are your similarities? What do you guys have in common? What do you guys like with within each other? So I have people, like I said, in the group right now on finance. They're talking about the finance. They're chopping it up right now. They're talking about those things. What authority do you have, you guys, okay? What authority do you have? And I think that's for me because I'm 26. A lot of you are probably like, what do you do? Or what do you have substantial right now? Listen, I've been in business. I've been in finance since about 2016, 2015. And then before that, I was working for Chick-fil-A. I was working for banks. I was working as leaders, at managers, at McDonald's, Food Lion, all these other various places that I have under my belt. So I understand the processes. I understand systems. And now it's been actually 3 years. It's officially been a year, almost two now. But it's been officially 3 years that I've been doing a business for myself. So this Amazon, like I was telling someone on the phone, I was telling a client, this started for me, that started before with eBay and drop shipping. So if you understand drop shipping and all of that, I was on that game. 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. It's just, I didn't know that I could talk to people about it. And even the people that were talking about it, that was 2015. Now it's 2020. Okay, so I'm 5 years deep into understanding dropshipping, understanding FBA and Amazon and all of that. It's taken some time for me to really focus on that and get the knowledge and the credibility. You all also know I'm out there I'm in life insurance, okay? So not only that, I have a licensed life insurance. So we're helping with the health. We're helping with credit. I have my own business, okay, you guys? We have property in North Carolina. Brittany, shout out to Brittany, doing your thing. We just got off the phone this morning. We're doing our thing, okay, you guys? So what is your authority in your sphere of influence, okay, you guys? What are you ruling in? Are you able to be looked at as an authority? Are you constantly in their face reminding them that you are an authority in this topic, okay? I have clients constantly calling me and scheduled and talking to me. And I love the fact that they understand that they can come to me for help. I'm not someone that is above anyone. When you have the authority to talk about it, it doesn't mean that you're per se above them or better. You just have more understanding, you have more power behind what you say and what you do because you have the experience. You know, I think my cousin Brandon put, I'm gonna shout him out. What's up, Brandon? I didn't mean to just put you out there like that, but my cousin posted in the group. You know, he wants to be more genuine and authentic in growing his business. You know, and that's exactly how I am, practicing what I'm preaching, you know. So we got the drink to shrink. We're helping people with the whole weight loss. We're helping people grow and have a better, healthy whole system. It's about your system, your gut, your heart, okay, your blood system, your cardiovascular system, okay? Are you exercising? Are you eating well, all right? These are the things that matter, you guys, okay? And I'm glad that, you know, people are really understanding that it takes authenticity, okay? And it takes time. I want y'all to understand, Young Money Muggles is not gonna sit here and talk to y'all and say you can get rich in a few days, which you can. Please, hear me out, okay? Let me just fix this light real quick. Hear me out, okay? You can make money. You can make substantial money within a day. I seen it happen. Me and my business partners, we all rejoice and celebrate all the time over stuff where it's been a day we start something and boom, we have products selling out, all of that. You can do it. It takes time to set up the systems. It takes time to go through the process and to understand and to fail a little and to fall a little. And some of you are in this facade that it's you're gonna get rich quick. We're not here to teach y'all that, and we're not here to tell y'all that, and I'm sorry if that's the facade that you got, because this is not what that's about, all right, you guys? This is putting in the work. How many times have you guys seen me posting stuff 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning in here? How many times have you seen me answering questions and coming on live and doing the work and now being sponsored by different companies to come and talk to them and such, and being paid for by different people to come and talk to their groups? It takes the time to put the work in, to understand that you have to, yes, have a distributor, but then you need a quality manager to go and look at your products. And that takes money too. So you have to make sure you have that money in. And not only are you on the quality, but who's gonna put on the labels for your units? How are you gonna keep track of your units? All of these things, the P&L listing, all of these things have to come with the time and with the understanding, all right? And that's how you get your authority. And that's also how, for my next topic, you get your social proof. All right, I'm a part of Drink the Shrink. There's results after results after results. You don't understand how many clients we're getting in right now. It was to the point I had to call my corporate or my upline, my distributor, and say, hey, listen, I need to get some more stuff. Like, ASAP, can I just get some real quick? Like, that's how it's been, all right? Where's the social proof in it? It's the results. Where's the proof? Documentation, I believe, over representation. You can go through our group right now. Look at the photos, look at the files. I'm not like bragging, but I'm saying documentation over representation. There's a lot of people out there who are dressing nice, who are acting the part, who are renting out jets, who aren't really having money in their pockets, okay? We have financial advisors here in this group. We have real estate agents in this group. We have people in this group who are really crushing it, and they ain't flaunting themselves. And that's what I love about it. You don't have to, you can look good. Look, I look good now, heck. You don't have to flaunt and fake it. it has to be authentic. It has to be from within. It has to be true. It has to be genuine. All right, you guys? So your social proof, understanding and having that social proof and having that facts, that proof, that documentation. Like I said, look through our group. Documentation after documentation of the results for people for Drink the Shrink. Documentation after documentation of the products and the things that we are doing for Amazon. I have someone in the group that's constantly posting the products and the things that we're doing and the links for our Amazon affiliate. The documentation over representation, you guys. People can say a thing, but it's better to prove a thing, all right? But like I said, I'm not here to really prove anything. I'm just doing it. So either you join the group and you join the river, or you just, you know, if you're not with it, unfollow. I'm cool with that, you know? Like I said, I'm not gonna keep saying it like I said, but I talked to my financial advisor a few days ago, and he asked me, why are you doing this? You don't have to. You know, you can focus on your business. But I like helping you guys. I like talking to you guys. My business, I understand how to set up systems. I understand how to talk to people. I understand how to negotiate deals, talk to marketers, all of that. Like, I don't need to do it here. This is me helping you guys. This is me promoting you guys. So feel free to continue to post stuff. Like I said, if you're catching the replay, we are talking about the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that it's important for an entrepreneur to understand. It's also Q&A. So if you have any questions about the topics, I know I'm kind of going off ranting at times, but that's because we don't, you know, no one's really commenting. Y'all are watching, but I guess y'all here to listen, and that's okay. But yeah, understanding, you guys, understanding the social proof, okay? So we have reciprocity, we have your liking, what's similar, your authority, your social proof, and the scarcity. That's the next topic, scarcity. How scarce is your product? There's a lot of people out there doing detox teas and stuff like that, which is fine. However, I have something so totally different. It's 9 core healthy organic ingredients. I'm not really pushing or worried about tea. Everyone likes tea, everyone loves tea, which is good. But we have Drink to Shrink. You can do different flavors, orange, grape, pineapple, strawberry, and lemonade, and fresh fruit. We use fresh fruit. We're actually coming up with a new formula where we're gonna try to add fresh fruit and make it last longer for you guys. So we're working on some stuff, all right? And your scarcity, that's what's important. How scarce is your product? Yes, you can be in a big pool, but what makes you unique? You could be, there could be 1,000 designers out there, but what makes your design unique, okay? What makes you pinpoint it? What's up, Brittany? I was just talking about you. Glad to bring you on. But yeah, your scarcity. How scarce is your product? How needed are you, okay? You need to understand, are you solving a problem? Are you solving an answer? Or are you just doing this for fun? Are you doing this just for $400, $500? Or are you trying to do corporation? Are you small business? Are you corporation? You know? You have to understand and really ask yourself. We talked about this in the State of Dress. What is your why, you guys? Why are you doing this? When you understand why you're doing this, then it'll help you really filter and understand a lot of things. All right? So understanding your scarcity and understanding how to be committed and consistent. All right? Like I said, I've been doing the YouTube for what, over a year and a half now. The podcast for a few months now. Amazon drop shipping, selling e-commerce for over 5 years. And I've been doing credit repair and helping people in financial services for over 3 years. It's your commitment. It's your consistency, okay, you guys? I've just started talking about this with others and pushing it and really talking to young people because, like I said, I knew how it felt when I was 21 and getting divorced because I didn't have money saved and I didn't know about credit fully like I should have and understanding things. I worked for companies and I did things, but it didn't apply for me. So when I went through a valley in my life, I wasn't able to fully apply stuff and really fully run because I didn't understand, you know, yes, you could get a business, but you have to be whole within. Yes, you could have finances, but money only multiplies you. So if you're a jerk, you're going to be a big jerk with money. If you're a crybaby, or if you're a pushover, you're going to be a big pushover with little money because people are going to always get money from you. Does that make sense? So it took me a while to understand this. And you have to understand, it takes the commitment and it takes the consistency. You know, that was something somebody told me a while ago. They said, you know, I've been watching your YouTube and it's really cool to see how you came from your little trailer in North Carolina to now having your own home and you're back with your wife and, you know, you have your business, you're doing good. Like, I see the progress. Like, that's really inspiring. That's why I do it. To show you, like, these six steps, the reciprocity. What are you giving back to others? Your liking. What are you similar to them? How are you similar to the people? Your authority. Do you have authority in this realm? Your social proof. Your scarcity. Speaking on why, it's 10 a.m. and he wants more pancakes. Say hello. So, that's where we gotta understand. Your scarcity and your commitment. This is why I'm committed, you guys. This face right here keeps me going. He was able to get everything he wanted for Christmas. He's a spoiled brat. And some stuff he got from his grandparents. So, that's why I do it. They teach you, oh, it's bad to spoil kids. But why can't you be in a position to give your kids what they need? Yes, he knows and he understands and he understands principles. He's three and he talks and has full-blown sentences. So, it's not like anything. But it's about understanding why you're doing this. Being committed. Being consistent. Working the thing, even when you don't want to. I get up and I work. Even when I don't want to, I go out and I deliver these products to the people, because it's about helping others. It's about making sure that others are prospering, others are growing. You gotta push yourself out the way. The only way you can really understand reciprocity is to not be selfish. And there's a lot of people who are selfish, unfortunately. But I understand, you know, I went to a seminar with Robert Kiyosaki, I went to a seminar to hear from Robert Kiyosaki. And, you know, he said basically, you have to understand being in the financial field, being in the personal development field, not everyone's going to always follow you in the beginning, because they're going to want to have their ears tingle. But if you're authentic, if you're true, and if you're telling them the true ones will follow. And they'll gather them, the masses. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, daddy duties call. I'm getting up out of here so I can feed my son. I hope you guys understand. Like I said, I believe it was six. Reciprocity, liking, authority, social proof, scarcity, and your commitment and consistency. All right, you guys, pray y'all have a great weekend. It's Friday. It's the first Friday of the year. We understand all that's going on within the nation of the U.S., but I know and understand that I have followers all around the world. So I need y'all to understand the world's keeping going. The world's going to continue to turn, and we need to do what we can to make it a better place. This is Ken the Don here, helping you with all things business, finance, and lifestyle. Take care.